Stories.
Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenant Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too.
I pledge myself to love the right, the good, the fair, and true, to keep my
If you remember last time, we read Chapter 61, The Mormon Battalion, June 1846 to July 1847. While the Saints were in Iowa, Captain James Allen of the United States Army came to see Brigham Young. Captain Allen said the President of the United States wanted 500 men from the Church to join the Army to help in a war with Mexico. Although this was a difficult time for the Saints and the men were needed for the trek west, Brigham Young encouraged them to go. The money they would be paid would help their families, the Saints who were poor, and the missionaries. Serving in the Army would also show the loyalty of Church members to their country. Captain Allen talked to the men, and 541 of them joined the Army. They were called the Mormon Battalion. Brigham Young told the men to be the best soldiers in the Army. They should take the Bible and Book of Mormon with them. They must be neat, clean, and polite. They should not swear or play cards. Brigham Young told the men to obey God's commandments. If they did, they would not have to fight. In July 1846, the men of the Mormon Battalion went with Captain Allen. It was hard for them to leave their wives and children at such a difficult time. But Brigham Young said their families would be taken care of while they were gone. The Mormon Battalion went to Fort Leavenworth, where they received supplies. Then they traveled southwest toward California. The families of a few of the soldiers came with them. It was very hard for the battalion to travel. The roads were very bad, and sometimes the wagons got stuck. It was hard to find water to drink. Sometimes there were no trees where the men could rest in the shade. Some of the people got sick. The captain decided that the women and children, as well as the soldiers who were sick, should go to Colorado and stay in the town of Pueblo. They spent the winter there. The next summer, they met up with the pioneers who were crossing the plains. Most of the soldiers in the battalion kept marching. Sometimes they had to dig down into the sand to find water. They did not have enough food. Often there was no wood to make fires, so the men had to burn weeds. The soldiers met Indians and other people who had food. The soldiers did not have money to buy food, so they traded some of their clothes to the Indians for food. Eventually, the Mormon battalion came to some very steep mountains. The men had to tie ropes on the wagons and pull them up the mountains. Then they let the wagons down the other side. One day, some wild bulls attacked the soldiers. The men fought the bulls and finally chased them away. Three of the soldiers were hurt. At last, after marching more than 2,000 miles, the Mormon battalion reached the Pacific Ocean on January 29, 1847. The men were very tired, and their clothes were ragged. They were glad their long march had ended. The men worked in California to finish their year of service in the Army. Then they were allowed to go rejoin their families. As Brigham Young had promised, the men of the Mormon Battalion did not have to fight. Some of the men stayed in California. Most of them went to the Rocky Mountains to be with their families and the other saints who were arriving there.
Keep
Children at home, please read along with us today as we read Chapter 62 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, The Saints Establish Winter Quarters, 1846 to 1847.
The saints had hoped that some of them could make it to the Rocky Mountains in 1846, but Brigham Young realized they should wait until next year.
They needed to get better prepared. They also needed strong men for the journey, and many of the men were with the Mormon battalion.
Some Indians agreed to let the saints use some land across the river from Council Bluffs.
In September, the saints began building a town there, which they called Winter Quarters. They planted crops and built over 700 homes.
Brigham Young divided Winter Quarters into wards and chose men to be bishops to watch over the members of each ward.
The pioneers built a fence around the town for protection.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. Why did the pioneers decide to wait until the next year to journey to the Rocky Mountains? Kynan?
The prophet said to wait.
Great, that's a great reason to wait. Noah?
Because they needed more strong men and to get more prepared.
Where had many of their strong men gone? Carson?
With the Mormon battalion.
That's right. Morgan, where had many of their strong men gone?
To be with the Mormon battalion.
Who let the pioneers use some land? Camille?
The Indians.
That's right. And what did the pioneers call their town? Cameron?
Winter Quarters.
What town was across the river from Winter Quarters? Noah?
Council Bluffs.
How many homes did the pioneers build in Winter Quarters? Kynan?
Over 700.
That's right. How did Brigham Young divide up Winter Quarters? Carson?
Into wards.
Into wards, that's right. Camille?
Into wards like we have today.
And what did the pioneers do to protect the town? Cameron?
They built a fence around the town.
That's right. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Today, we are talking about the pioneers in Winter Quarters. Let's continue our story.
While the saints were in Winter Quarters, the Lord gave Brigham Young a revelation concerning the journey to the West.
The Lord told Brigham what the saints should do to get ready, and what they should do as they traveled.
The Lord said the people should be divided into small groups, each with a leader. The people should obey their leaders.
They should help each other, especially the poor, the widows, and those who did not have fathers.
The Lord said each group should have its own wagons and food.
Each group should also have people who knew how to fix the wagons, build bridges, build homes, and plant crops.
The Lord told the saints they should keep his commandments. They should not fight.
They should say good things about each other, not bad things.
They should be honest and give back things they borrowed or found.
The Lord wanted the pioneers to be happy. He told them to sing, dance, and pray together.
He promised to help them if they were sad or afraid.
He said their trials would help them be prepared to receive the great blessings he had for them.
Let's stop again and talk about what we've read so far. What did the Lord give Brigham Young a revelation about in winter quarters? Camille?
He told them about the journey to the west.
That's right. Cameron?
It was about the journey to the west.
In this revelation, how did the Lord tell Brigham the pioneers should get ready to travel? Carson?
In small groups with one leader.
Good. Morgan?
In small groups.
How did the Lord say the people in each group should help one another? Kynan?
If they borrowed or found something, they should give it back to the person who owns it.
Great. Carson?
Take care of the poor, the widows, and orphans.
Good. Camille?
They should look out for each other, especially the widows and the poor.
Why is it important for us to be aware of others' needs and be willing to help? Cameron?
So if somebody's really hurt, we can help them.
Good answer. Morgan?
Because that's what Jesus would want us to do.
Exactly. How have you helped someone in need? Kynan?
I let my little brother sleep with me when he gets scared.
Good answer. Noah?
When me and my friends were riding bikes, my friend fell down and I helped him up.
Great. Wonderful example of helping someone in need. Morgan?
I stood up for my brother when he was being bullied.
Great. Wonderful examples of helping those who are in need. How does it make you feel when you help others? Kynan?
Great.
Great. And Carson?
Calm-minded.
Calm-minded. Excellent. Camille?
Very happy and proud of myself.
Happy and proud of yourself. What necessities did Jesus say each group should have? Morgan?
Their own wagon and food.
Great. Kynan?
Wagon, food, people with good skills.
And what skills should someone in each group have? Cameron?
They should be able to build homes, bridges, fix wagons, and plant crops.
Excellent. What do you think would have happened if each family had to do everything for themselves? Kynan?
More people would die.
I would think so. What do you think would happen, Morgan?
We might not be able to make it on our journey safely.
Good point. Carson?
They would get tired very quickly.
What would happen if you had to do everything to take care of your home and family? Camille?
I would be exhausted.
Definitely. Kynan?
I would get tired and my family would be hungry.
Good. Morgan?
I would be very tired and I might get sick.
Noah, what would happen if your mother or father had to do everything?
They would get really tired and they would probably ask their kids to help.
Why is it important for us to work together and help each other? Cameron?
So if somebody is sick, we can help them.
And what are some ways your family works together and helps each other? Kynan?
We each have chores.
Great. So you each have chores? Camille?
We help each other with the yard work.
With the yard work. Great. Morgan?
We spread out our duties to people who can do them.
What are some of the things the Lord told the pioneers they should do? Carson?
Keep his commandments.
Keep his commandments? Great. Kynan?
Sing and dance and keep the commandments.
Great. Cameron?
They should be kind, be happy, and dance and sing and pray together.
Now, what are some of the things the Lord told the pioneers they shouldn't do? Noah?
Fight with each other.
Fight with each other? That's right. Camille?
They shouldn't say bad words or waste their time playing cards.
Morgan?
Not to fight or speak unkind words and not to play cards.
What are some ways you, too, can follow the counsel the Lord gave to the pioneers at winter quarters? Carson?
Learn to do many things and then help others.
Great answer. Kynan?
I could follow the golden rule.
And what is the golden rule, Kynan?
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Great. Cameron?
I can have family prayer.
Excellent. How did the Lord say the pioneers should speak of one another? Morgan.
Kindly.
Kindly. Great. Kynan?
Say nice things.
How can you speak good of others, Camille?
I can tell them they are nice.
Okay, you can tell other people they're nice. Carson.
By not teasing.
Good. Cameron.
I can say compliments.
What did the Lord tell the pioneers to do to help them be happy? Carson.
Sing, dance, and pray together.
And why do you think the Lord wanted the pioneers in winter quarters to take time to sing and dance together, especially when conditions were so difficult and they had so much work to do? Kynan.
To be happy.
To be happy? Camille, what do you think?
To remind them life was still good.
Great. Morgan.
To keep their spirits lifted.
How do you think singing and dancing together helped them? Cameron?
They were more happy.
Great. Carson?
It helps them relax a bit.
Who likes to sing and dance? Who in here? Okay, couple of hands going up. How does it make you feel, Camille, to sing and dance?
It makes me feel happy inside.
Morgan, how does it make you feel to sing and dance?
It makes me feel happy and I forget my worries.
Great. Cameron, how does it make you feel to sing and dance?
Makes me feel excited and hyper.
Great. What are some of the ways your family likes to play and have fun together? Kynan.
We go camping and we have pizza movie night every Saturday.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, we drink soda.
Carson, what does your family do?
We go on bike rides, we play chess, and we read together.
Great. Noah, what does your family do to have fun?
To go out and get donuts.
Great. Morgan.
We go on bike rides, play tennis, and go on fun walks.
Great. And Camille, what does your family do?
We play tennis and go swimming.
That sounds like a lot of fun. How did the Lord promise to help the saints? Kynan.
It would help them if they were sad or afraid.
And how has the Lord helped you when you were sad or afraid, Kynan?
He comforted me.
Great. How has the Lord helped you when you were sad or afraid, Cameron?
He comforted me.
Carson.
I prayed and Heavenly Father gave me a calm mind.
A calm mind. What a great blessing. Camille.
When my dad was very sick, I said a prayer and Heavenly Father made me feel okay.
Great. What did the Lord say the pioneers' trials would prepare them for? Morgan.
Great blessings in the future.
Wonderful. Let's continue reading to finish our story.
Brigham Young did what the Lord told him to do.
He divided the people into groups.
Each group had everything it would need to build a city in the mountains.
The months the pioneers spent at winter quarters were very difficult.
They suffered greatly from disease, hunger, and cold, and more than 700 of them died.
Despite their trials, they remained strong in their faith. They worked hard to get ready for their journey.
What were some of the trials the pioneers faced at winter quarters? Morgan.
Sickness, hunger, and freezing weather.
And how many people died at winter quarters, Kynan?
More than 700.
That's right. How did the pioneers show their continued faith despite their trials? Carson.
By working harder.
Great. Camille.
They worked hard and kept their faith.
What important lessons do you think the saints learned in winter quarters? Morgan.
Faith that Heavenly Father will bless them if they follow Him.
Great. Cameron.
Even when life is hard, if you are faithful, Heavenly Father will bless you.
That's a wonderful lesson to learn. Kynan.
Faith.
They learned faith? What other important lessons do you think the saints learned in winter quarters? Carson, what do you think?
To never doubt the Lord's promise.
Great. What can we learn from their experiences? Noah?
I can do hard things.
You can do hard things. Great. Cameron?
To be grateful for everything we have.
Great. Kynan?
To trust in Heavenly Father and Jesus.
Great. Morgan?
To work hard and to have more faith.
I am grateful for the pioneers and their examples to us of continued faith through their trials. I know that as we too have faith in our difficulties, we will be prepared to receive the blessings of Heavenly Father in Jesus. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 63, The Pioneers Go to the Salt Lake Valley, April to July 1847. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.
See you next week!
Scripture Power!
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Brigham Young told the saints to rest and worship God on Sundays.
The saints prayed, studied the scriptures, and held sacrament meeting.
Each morning at 5 o'clock, a man would blow a bugle to tell the pioneers it was time to get up.
See you next week!